Weeds shake and shrivel at the thought of expert lawn and garden advice. Here at Rosie on the House, scare your lawn straight by dialing 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
And a beautiful Arizona morning to all of our listening audience and homeowners out there. If you've got something in the landscape or garden you've got a question for, we have Brian Blake from Whitfield Nursery, Sharon Petterson. Petterson with Gardener's World and
Gardener's Even Landscaping.
Yes, ma'am. And we have an open line, but we're going to jump to, Dave in Phoenix, who wants to talk about bulk composting. Good morning, sir, and welcome to the program.
Good morning. This is David in Gilbert.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, first I just want to say we just had six trees planted by Whitfield there, and they are, I couldn't be happier.
Well, thank you. We appreciate the business. We got a very nice crew, and we have a lot of fun. We do appreciate your business.
Yeah. So I am putting in a very large garden, and I'm looking for about 10 yards worth of compost. And I'm not sure really where to go to get it.
Hey, I think the best thing that you can do is to come to Gardener's World at 3401 East Baseline in Phoenix, because we have our B2 soil mix, which has been famous for many years. That soil mix has everything that you need to get started in your garden. It has some fertilizers in it. It has mulch. It has some of the everything to lighten up your soil. And you can come and purchase that, bring your truck, or we can have that delivered out to you.
That was my next question, because 10 yards isn't going to fit in the back of a regular pickup truck.
You'd have to have a lot. But we can deliver that out to you in Gilbert. In fact, I live in Gilbert, so we like Gilbert.
Excellent. Dave, there you go. There's your answer. Appreciate the call. We're going to bring Ted in the conversation. He's got a question about xeriscaping and an open line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. Ted, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I used to live in a small New England town near Boston, and a lot of maple trees and stone walls. I noticed on 19th Avenue, where the city is extending the light rail, there are a lot of stone walls between Dunlap and Bethany. And I wonder, how did they get the uniform color on the stones? They're all a earth-colored stone.
You know, I don't know if that's natural. There's a couple things you can do. That could be natural stone that was actually that color. And I've noticed those walls, and they're absolutely beautiful. But I haven't been close enough to see. The other thing you could do is you could treat them with minerals like iron and manganese and stain them. And that's what we can do to change some kind of off-color boulders and make them more homogenous. So if you have stone that's not as uniform as you like, you know, a nice staining process. And you could just use chelated iron or manganese or zinc, and all those things are going to give you a little different patina color. And they last. So it would be a great way to go.
We appreciate the call, Ted. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. I'm having a hard time picturing 19th Avenue, and where did he say about Bethany?
Well, you're going to see them all along where they're building the light rail, and they use those to basically block off the neighborhood from the light rail. And it's some of the most beautiful wall I've ever seen installed. And it runs north-south, and it's all along the west side of 19th Avenue there. But really beautiful walls, high quality, well-engineered, architecturally just exciting.
Well, I'm going to have to go make a point and check that out. We have Michael that wrote in earlier this week, back to our grass topic, and he's got huge, large dying patches in the area, and he has tried everything. He's tilled up that area. He's put extra sod in, and he cannot get this grass to grow and wants to know, do I need to just rip it out and put in all new soil? Do I need a soil test? Where do I take that? What can we do to help Mike out?
Well, Mike needs to pop out in the backyard and get a little wet first and take a shovel and dig down about 4 or 5 inches. There's usually two things that are problematic for Bermuda grass. One would be fungus, which would kill it pretty much in August, or the other could be pearl scale. And pearl scale is very common here in the desert. It loves our alkaline soils. And you could try all kinds of terrible chemicals like Off-the-Nol and some really strong chemicals. But we found the best way to eliminate pearl scale is to come through and with use some muriatic acid, regular pool acid, and a hose and sprayer, 6-gallon hose and sprayer, spray it on the lawn about 1 quart per 100 square feet, and then come back with some soil sulfur, spread that over the area. If you can drop your pH down to about 7, you'll kill the pearl scale without having to use the harsh chemicals.
Now, I've seen a pH meter at a nursery that you just stick in and it's supposed to tell you the pH. Have you seen those?
You can use a pH meter. You can use litmus paper. You can go, you know, all those things work fine.
And at Gardener's World, we also do a lot of soil testing. So you can cut, you can bring in a couple cups of the soil from that area. We'll do soil testing, and we can give you an analysis of exactly what you need to add to your soil. And we have also been great on Dispersol or First Step Soil Acidifiers. We sell that, which will help lower the soil in that area. And I'm really happy to say that we have some of the gray stuff back. Not the one that we really like the most, but it's but we've got that back in stock, and our clients will all be really happy.
Now, how deep do they need to dig to bring in their soil?
Oh, 12 inches.
So maybe a little bit longer. Probably the metal spot on the shovel. Past the spade, all the way to the metal where it meets either the fiberglass or the wood is probably about 12 inches.
That would be fine. Yeah, get it wet first. It goes in easier, and away you go.
I appreciate the information. We have bottom of the hour news coming up. When we get back, we're going to continue on our topic, talk a little bit more trees. We're going to talk a little bit more transitioning summer to winter lawns, and we're going to take any and every question you may have about your house, about your landscape or garden at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you.
Pick up this Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.